Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, life will test you. It will push you to your limits. You will face storms, setbacks, and situations that shake you to your core. But in those moments, one thing will determine your outcome, your ability to stay calm. Because a calm mind is a powerful mind. A calm mind sees solutions where others see problems. A calm mind turns obstacles into stepping stones. So today, let's talk about training your mind to be calm in every situation. You've got to understand something deep, something essential, the power of your mind. Your mind is your greatest weapon. It's a tool you carry with you every single day, but far too many people fail to recognize its potential. Too often, people let their emotions control them. Life happens. Things don't go the way we planned, and before we know it, we're caught in a storm of panic, frustration, and doubt. And when we react from that emotional place, we don't make the right decisions. We hurt ourselves, we hurt others, and we lose opportunities that could have changed everything. Now, I know it's easy to get caught up in your emotions. We're human, right? We feel things deeply, and sometimes those feelings are so strong they can cloud our judgment. But here's the thing. You've got to learn to control your reactions. You've got to stop letting emotions hijack your mind and start making decisions from a place of clarity and purpose. It's hard, I know. But I promise you, it's possible. And it starts with understanding what happens when you're under pressure. See, science has shown us something fascinating. When we panic, when we get overwhelmed by fear or anxiety, our brain essentially shuts down the parts that help us think logically. It triggers a primal response. It throws us into survival mode, a state where we stop thinking clearly and start reacting impulsively. And in that moment, when your mind is flooded with emotion and adrenaline, you're not thinking, you're reacting. And reaction is dangerous, because when you react, you're not in control. But what if you could train yourself to stay calm, even when everything around you is falling apart? What if you could take a breath, slow things down, and regain control over your thoughts, your actions, your life? That's where real power lies. Not in reacting to the chaos, but in staying composed when everyone else is losing their mind. Look at the greats in life, the leaders, the athletes, the successful individuals who have shaped the world. What sets them apart? It's not just their talent, their intelligence, or their skills. It's their composure under pressure. They know how to manage the storm inside of them, even when the world around them is spiraling out of control. Think about someone like Michael Jordan. We all know the stories. He was in the game, the clock winding down, the weight of an entire championship on his shoulders. It was make or break. And what did he do? Did he panic? Did he freeze up? He took a breath, he locked in, he stayed calm, and in that moment, he did what needed to be done. He made the shot. He executed. Now, you might be thinking, that's Michael Jordan. He's a legend. He's different. But here's the truth. He's not different. He's human. Just like you, just like me. The difference is in how he chose to respond when the pressure was on. He didn't let fear control him. He didn't let the moment overwhelm him. He controlled his mind, and that's why he's remembered as one of the greatest to ever do it. But you don't have to be a professional athlete to understand the power of composure. You face challenges every day. Whether it's in your career, in your relationships, or in your personal growth, you'll find yourself at moments when the pressure is high. It could be the big presentation at work, the difficult conversation with a loved one, or the life-changing decision you need to make. In those moments, you can either panic and let your emotions run wild, or you can take control and make decisions from a place of calm, focus, and strength. This is where the real work begins. This is where you start to separate yourself from the crowd. Because anyone can react. Anyone can let fear and anxiety dictate their actions. But not everyone can stay calm when the heat is on. Not everyone can rise above the chaos and execute with precision. But that's what you have to do. You've got to train your mind to stay calm under pressure. You've got to build that muscle just like you would any other skill. It's not something that just happens overnight. It takes practice, it takes commitment, it takes patience. When you feel your heart racing, when you feel the stress creeping in, that's when you need to take a step back. Breathe, refocus, remember that you're in control. The situation doesn't define you, how you respond does. And when you respond with clarity, with calm, with purpose, you are putting yourself in the best position to succeed. It's not easy, I get it. Life has a way of throwing curveballs at you. And sometimes it feels like the world is just trying to knock you down. But here's the truth. You've been through tough times before, and you came out on the other side. You've faced challenges, and you've overcome them. You've survived. But now it's time to thrive. It's time to tap into the power of your mind and make decisions that will take you to the next level. So, how do you do that? How do you train your mind to stay calm under pressure? It starts with awareness. Recognize when you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Don't ignore it. Don't push it down. Acknowledge it. Name it. And then remind yourself that you have the power to control how you respond. From there, it's about practicing mindfulness. It's about taking moments throughout your day to check in with yourself. Are you in control, or are your emotions taking the lead? Are you reacting, or are you responding? This is where you build that mental resilience, that ability to stay grounded no matter what's happening around you. But it's not just about staying calm for the sake of staying calm. It's about making better decisions. It's about taking action that's aligned with your values, your goals, and your purpose. When you remain calm, you make decisions with clarity. You don't let fear cloud your judgment. You don't let anxiety hold you back. You make decisions from a place of power, and that's when you start to see things shift in your life. You might not always get it right. You might not always stay calm in every situation. But what matters is that you keep trying, you keep practicing, you keep building that mental muscle. And over time, you'll find that you're more composed, more confident, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. So don't let your emotions control you. Don't let panic or fear run the show. Take control of your mind, stay calm under pressure, and execute with purpose. Because when you do, nothing can stop you. Let me tell you something right now that's going to change the way you approach life. The simplest, most powerful tool you have to stay calm, to regain control, and to step into your power is your breath. That's right, the way you breathe. The breath you've been taking for granted your entire life, the one you don't even think about most of the time, can be the thing that saves you when the storm hits. When everything is falling apart, when you're caught in the chaos, that breath can bring you back from the edge. And the reason this works is because the way you breathe directly affects the way you think. You've heard the saying, take a deep breath, right? It's not just some throwaway line, it's the truth. In moments of stress, when your heart is racing and your mind is cluttered, your body goes into overdrive. Your nervous system goes haywire, your thoughts become scattered, and all of a sudden you feel completely out of control. But here's the thing, you can take control. You can reset your entire system with just a few deep breaths. Now, if you've ever heard of the Navy SEALs, you know these men are the epitome of calm under pressure. When the situation is life or death, when there's no room for error, the SEALs don't panic. They don't freeze, they breathe. They've got a technique called box breathing. It's simple, but it's incredibly effective. You inhale for 4 seconds, hold that breath for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, and then hold again for four. That's it. 4 seconds in, hold for four. 4 seconds out, hold again. And when you do that, you're resetting your nervous system. You're telling your mind and your body that you're in control, no matter what's going on around you. You might be thinking, that's too simple. How can something so simple make that much of a difference? But I'm telling you, sometimes the simplest things are the most powerful. When you slow your breath down, when you focus on your inhalations and exhalations, you force your body to shift out of fight or flight mode and into a place of calm. You get your heart rate down. You get your mind back on track. You can think clearly. You can make decisions with purpose, not out of fear or panic. Think about the times when you found yourself in a tough situation. Maybe it was at work, maybe it was in your personal life, or maybe you were facing a big decision and the weight of it all started to feel like too much. Your heart started to race, your mind went into overdrive, and in that moment, the urge to react took over. We've all been there. The pressure builds, and instead of responding thoughtfully, we make choices out of emotion. We snap, we say things we don't mean. We act before we think, and then we're left dealing with the consequences of a reaction that we didn't even want in the first place. But the difference between reacting and responding is everything. When you react, you're giving into the chaos, you're letting the outside world control you. But when you respond, you're taking control. You're deciding how to show up, regardless of what's going on around you. And that difference, the difference between reacting and respondingus, the difference between success and regret. Because when you can pause, when you can take a step back and breathe before you make a decision, you put yourself in a position to choose wisely. You put yourself in a place of clarity, and that's when the magic happens. Let's be real. Life's going to throw all kinds of challenges your way. There's no way around that. It's going to test you, push you, break you down. But if you don't have the tools to handle that pressure, it'll be easy to get lost in the storm. That's why you have to prepare yourself in advance. You've got to equip yourself with strategies that you can rely on in those high-pressure moments. And I'm telling you, breath control is one of the most powerful tools you've got. It's not about avoiding the stress or the chaos, it's about managing it. It's about being able to stand firm, to stand tall in the midst of the storm and still make decisions that are aligned with your values, your goals, and your vision for your life. When you control your breath, you control your mind. When you control your mind, you control your actions. And when you control your actions, you control your destiny. Now, I know it's not always easy. I know that when life hits you with a curveball, it can feel like everything is spiraling out of control. It's hard to slow down and breathe when your emotions are running wild. But that's why it's so important to practice this in the quiet moments. When you're not under pressure, that's when you start building the habit. That's when you start training your mind and body to respond, not react. So take a few minutes each day to practice deep breathing. Even if it's just for a few minutes in the morning or before you go to bed, just take the time to focus on your breath. Inhale deeply, hold it, exhale slowly, repeat. And when you do that, you'll start to notice something. You'll notice that your mind becomes clearer. You'll notice that the chaos around you doesn't feel as overwhelming. You'll notice that you're less reactive, less impulsive. You'll start to see yourself handling stressful situations with more grace, more confidence, and more poise. That's the power of controlling your breath. Next time life throws chaos your way, when the pressure is on, when everything feels like it's about to fall apart, pause, take a deep breath, slow your heart rate down. Give yourself that moment to think before you act. Don't let the moment define you. You define the moment. You control the way you respond. You control the choices you make. And when you do that, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. You're stepping into your power one breath at a time. Listen to me. Life is going to throw some serious challenges your way. We all know that. There's no escaping it. You'll face moments where everything seems to be falling apart, when you feel like you're stuck in a hole, when nothing is going right. But here's the thing. In those moments, the way you choose to see things, the way you choose to reframe the situation makes all the difference. A calm mind doesn't see problems, it sees challenges. A problem is something you can't fix, something you feel defeated by, something that stops you dead in your tracks. But a challenge is something you rise to. It's something you step up to and say, all right, this is tough, but I'm tougher. Let's go. When you reframe your mindset and see challenges instead of problems, suddenly the weight you've been carrying feels lighter. You stop feeling trapped and start feeling like a fighter again. Now, this is not some quick fix magic trick. Changing your mindset takes work, but it's the work that will free you. Every time something goes wrong, most people's first instinct is to ask, why is this happening to me? It's a natural question, and let me tell you, I get it. Life can hit you hard, and it can leave you questioning everything, but I need you to stop asking that question. It doesn't serve you. It keeps you stuck in a victim mentality, making you feel powerless. Instead, start asking, what can I learn from this? That question shifts everything. It turns the situation from something you can't control into something that you have the power to learn from and grow through. Let me give you an example. Think about Thomas Edison, one of the most famous inventors in history. We all know about the light bulb, right? But what you may not know is that Edison failed a lot. I mean, he failed 10,000 times before he figured it out. Can you imagine that? 10,000 attempts, 10,000 ways that didn't work. If most of us had been in his shoes, we'd have thrown in the towel after the first 100, maybe even the first 10. We'd have said, this is too much. It's never going to work. But Edison, he didn't give up. When asked about his many failures, he didn't say, I failed 10,000 times. No, he said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I found 10,000 ways that didn't work. That mindset right there, that is what changed the world. He wasn't focused on the failure. He was focused on the lesson in every attempt. He reframed every setback as a step closer to his goal. And because of that, he kept going. He kept pushing. And eventually, he found what worked. And when he did, he changed the world. Now, I'm not saying you need to fail 10,000 times. But I am saying that failure is part of the process. Every time you fall short, every time you miss the mark, you've got a choice. You can stay stuck in the disappointment. You can wallow in the why me. Or you can reframe the situation. You can choose to see it as a lesson, an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to come back stronger. You see, life doesn't owe you smooth sailing. It doesn't owe you a clear path with no obstacles. But it does give you one gift, the power to control how you respond to those obstacles. And when you take that power, when you change the way you see things, the world opens up in a whole new way. Challenges become stepping stones instead of stumbling blocks. Every setback is just another setup for a comeback. It doesn't matter how many times you fall. What matters is how many times you get up, how many times you choose to see the next challenge as an opportunity instead of an obstacle. Edison didn't stop after 9,999 tries. He didn't let those failures define him. No, he let them refine him. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to use those failures, those tough moments, as the building blocks for your success. Every single one of those moments is preparing you for the breakthrough that's just around the corner. I want you to think about your own life right now. Think about the times when things didn't go according to plan. Maybe you got passed over for that promotion. Maybe a relationship fell apart. Maybe you tried something new and it just didn't work out. How did you respond? Did you let it break you down? Did you wallow in it? Or did you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I get better? What's the lesson here? Because if you can shift your focus from seeing life as a series of problems to seeing it as a series of challenges, you'll be unstoppable. You'll stop getting stuck in the frustration of setbacks and start moving forward with purpose. I want you to feel that fire. I want you to remember that the greatest breakthroughs in history came from people who refused to see failure as the end. They saw it as part of the process, as the necessary fuel to reach their goals. You don't get to success without facing challenges. But it's not about how many challenges.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
As you face it, about how you choose to respond to them. So the next time life hits you with a setback, ask yourself that question, what can I learn from this? Don't let yourself get caught in the victim mentality. Don't let that situation define you. You define it. And when you choose to learn, When you choose to grow, you'll find that every challenge you face becomes just another opportunity to become who you were meant to be. The world is full of people who gave up when things got tough, but the ones who push through, the ones who reframe every setback as a stepping stone, those are the ones who change the world. You've got that power. Don't waste it. Let me tell you something right now that's crucial to understand. You can't expect to be calm in the heat of the moment if you haven't trained for it every single day. You can't just wake up one day and expect to handle the pressure, to be composed when everything's going wrong if you haven't done the work when it's easy. If you haven't put in the time, the effort, and the discipline in those quiet moments when no one's watching, you're not going to be ready when life throws its punches. Think about it. You wouldn't step into a boxing ring without months of preparation. You wouldn't walk into a test without studying. You wouldn't go to a job interview without rehearsing your answers. So why would you step into the chaos of life with all its uncertainties without preparing your mind? Your mind is your greatest asset, but you got to train it just like you train your body. Every single day, day in and day out. You see, we've all got goals. We've all got dreams. We've all got things we're striving for. But too many people think that success just happens when the moment arrives. They think that when the opportunity comes knocking, they'll just be ready. But that's not how it works. Success is not some magical thing that falls into your lap at the right moment. No, success is a result of preparation. And preparation doesn't just happen overnight. It's the little things you do each and every day that add up to something big. The great Muhammad Ali used to say, "The fight is won or lost far away from witnesses behind the lines, in the gym, out there on the road long, before I dance under those lights." He knew that the battle wasn't won in the ring. The battle was won in the quiet, solitary moments of training. It was won in the sweat, in the early mornings, in the hours that no one saw. When the lights came on, when the crowd was cheering, he was ready. Why? Because he had done the work. And that's what I need you to understand. Your fight is won long before the moment of pressure arrives. The pressure, the chaos, the storms, they're coming. They always do. But if you've been preparing, if you've been training your mind, you'll be ready when it hits. If you haven't been putting in the work, if you've been coasting, then when that moment arrives, you'll be caught off guard, unprepared, and the consequences will be costly. So how do you prepare? How do you train your mind for the battles you don't even know are coming? It starts with your daily habits: meditation, visualization, reading, exercise. These aren't just activities that sound nice or look good on paper. These are tools. Tools that help you build mental resilience. Tools that strengthen your ability to stay calm, stay focused, and stay strong when the pressure is on. Just like you work on your physical body in the gym, you've got to train your mind. You've got to build those mental muscles. Let's start with meditation. It's not some mystical out there concept. It's a practice of quieting your mind, of becoming aware of your thoughts and emotions so that you can control them, not let them control you. In the middle of chaos, when everything is happening at once and your mind is racing, meditation teaches you how to breathe, how to center yourself, how to stay grounded. It gives you that pause, that space between stimulus and response that allows you to make better decisions. And guess what? You don't have to sit in a quiet room for hours. Just a few minutes a day can work wonders. Then there's visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool. When you close your eyes and picture yourself succeeding, picture yourself handling a difficult situation with calm and confidence, you're programming your mind to believe that it's possible. You're preparing your brain for success. When you visualize yourself staying composed under pressure, when you see yourself making decisions from a place of strength, you're teaching your mind what to do when the moment arrives. Your mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So, when you visualize your success, you're already preparing yourself to win. Reading is another way to strengthen your mind. The more you read, the more you learn. The more you learn, the sharper you become. Reading expands your perspective, sharpens your problem-solving skills, and helps you build resilience by exposing you to new ideas and different viewpoints. Every great leader, every successful person you admire, their readers. They've built their mental muscles by filling their minds with knowledge. And when you prepare your mind in that way, when you feed it with information, you can adapt to any situation, no matter how unexpected or difficult it may be. Exercise. We all know how important it is to take care of our bodies, but don't forget that exercise is a mental game. as much as it is a physical one. When you push your body to its limits, when you challenge yourself physically, you're also building mental toughness. You're learning to push through discomfort, to keep going when you feel like quitting. And that discipline, that mindset, translates directly to every area of your life. Because when your body is strong, your mind becomes strong too. But none of this happens overnight. It's about showing up every single day, even when you don't feel like it, even when life gets in the way. You've got to make this a habit. You've got to train your mind like it's a muscle that needs to be developed, strengthened, and conditioned. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you prepare, the stronger you become. And when that moment of pressure comes, when the storm hits, you'll be ready. You'll be calm. You'll be composed. You'll be focused. And you'll be able to make the right decision because you've already prepared for it. Life is unpredictable. You never know when the next challenge will come your way. But if you prepare your mind every day, you give yourself the best chance to succeed when it does. You give yourself the ability to stand firm, to stand strong, to stand with confidence no matter what life throws at you. Because you've done the work, you've trained your mind. And when the lights come on, when the pressure is on, you'll be ready to dance. Let me make something clear. The people you surround yourself with matter more than you realize. You want to talk about success, about staying focused under pressure, about achieving your dreams. It's not just about your talent, your drive, or your hard work. It's about who you're letting into your circle. You see, your environment shapes your mind, and if you're constantly surrounded by negativity, by people who complain, by people who panic at the slightest inconvenience, guess what? That energy is going to seep into your soul. It's going to start to affect how you think, how you feel, and ultimately how you perform. Now, I know it's easy to get caught up in the comfort of familiarity. We like to be around people who look like us, who think like us, who have similar experiences to us. But just because someone's been around for years, or just because they're family or old friends, doesn't mean they should have access to your mind. If you want to elevate yourself, if you want to grow, if you want to thrive, then you've got to choose your circle wisely. You can't afford to let negative energy take root in your life. Think about the people you spend the most time with. Are they lifting you up? Are they helping you stay focused on your goals? Or are they distracting you, pulling you into conversations about what's wrong with the world, what can't be done, why things will never change? Are they teaching you how to stay calm in the storm? Or are they the ones who get swept up in the chaos and bring you down with them? I'm telling you, you've got to cut that negative energy out. You have to protect your peace, protect your focus, and protect your vision for your future. Because when you're constantly surrounded by people who bring problems instead of solutions, who are quick to panic and slow to think clearly, you're going to absorb that energy, whether you realize it or not. It's like being in a room with a bunch of smokers. You can't help but breathe in that secondhand smoke. The same goes for negativity. If you're constantly around it, you start inhaling it into your own spirit. And once it takes root, it's hard to get rid of it. Now, this isn't about cutting people off just because they're going through tough times. We all go through struggles. We all have bad days. This is about the mindset. Are the people in your life looking for ways to get better, or are they stuck in a cycle of complaint, criticism, and negativity? You need people who will encourage you, who will hold you accountable, who will challenge you to be your best. You need people who think clearly, who bring solutions, who show up with a mindset that says, "We got this," because that's the energy you need to be around. That's the energy that's going to fuel your growth, your success, and your peace of mind. Think about it. When the pressure's on, when everything is falling apart, when life throws you curveballs, you don't need people around you who are going to make it worse. You don't need people who panic, who spread fear, who only see the problems in front of them. You need people who are going to stay calm under pressure, who are going to offer solutions instead of complaints. You need people who are going to lift you up, who are going to remind you of your strength, who are going to help you find a way forward no matter how tough things get. There's power in surrounding yourself with people who think differently, who approach life with clarity and purpose. These are the people who make you better. These are the people who will push you to think bigger, to dream bolder, to take action even when it's uncomfortable. When you're surrounded by people who operate at a higher level, their energy becomes your energy. Their mindset becomes your mindset. Their success becomes your motivation. It's not about isolating yourself. It's about intentionally curating the people who get access to your time, your thoughts, and your heart. You don't need everyone's opinion. You don't need to be around everyone who's had a part in your life. You need to surround yourself with people who align with where you're going, not people who keep you stuck in the past or pull you down when you're trying to rise. And let me tell you, this isn't just about other people. You have to take responsibility for your own energy too. What are you putting out into the world? What energy are you giving to the people around you? Are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution? Because the way you show up, the energy you bring to a room, the attitude you carry, it matters. If you're constantly complaining, if you're the one feeding into the negativity, then you're not doing anyone any favors. You've got to be the kind of person who uplifts, who encourages, who brings solutions, not more problems. The bottom line is this: you become like the people you spend the most time with. So if you want to rise, if you want to thrive, if you want to live a life full of peace and success, you've got to make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people. You've got to cut out the negative energy and make room for people who are going to support your growth, who are going to hold you accountable, and who are going to show you how to stay strong in the face of adversity. I know it's not always easy to let go of certain relationships, but remember this: you cannot afford to let someone's negativity drag you down. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have dreams to chase. You have a future to build, and you need to protect that with everything you've got. So choose wisely. Choose your circle carefully, and remember, you don't have to fight alone. Surround yourself with the energy that will help you win. Life is going to test you. It's not a matter of if, but when. There will be storms that shake you to your core, storms that seem relentless, that feel like they might drown you. You might feel like you can't take it anymore. The pressure will build, and the winds will howl, and it'll feel like the whole world is closing in on you. But here's the truth: storms don't last forever. They can't. It's the nature of life. Things will calm down. The sun will break through the clouds. And when it does, will you still be standing? Will you have weathered the storm? Or will you have been broken by it? Let me tell you something. You have the power to stand strong. You have the power to stay firm when everything around you is falling apart. But to do that, you've got to train your mind. You've got to train your mind to stay calm when chaos is all around you. Because the person who stays calm in the storm is the person who wins. When everyone else is panicking, when the world is losing its mind, it's the one who has control over their thoughts, their emotions, and their responses who will come out on top. The storm is coming, my friend. It always does. But that doesn't mean you have to be swept away by it. You can stand tall. You can be the rock in the middle of the chaos. But you can only do that if you've trained your mind, if you've put in the work every single day to build the mental resilience you need to face the storms of life. And that's what we're talking about here. Training your mind, strengthening your ability to stay composed, stay focused, and stay unshaken, no matter what life throws at you. You see, the world is full of distractions. It's full of noise, full of chaos, full of things that are designed to take you off course. People are going to talk. Things are going to go wrong. You'll face setbacks, failures, disappointments. But if you've trained your mind to stay calm, if you've built that mental muscle, you'll find that those setbacks don't control you. You control them. When you've got control over your mind, nothing can break you, because your mind is your greatest weapon. It's your most powerful tool. And if you can keep it calm, if you can keep it clear, you'll always find a way through whatever life throws at you. Think about it. The greatest leaders, the most successful people, the ones who've made it through the toughest of times, they didn't get there by reacting emotionally to every challenge that came their way. No, they stayed calm. They understood that the first thing they had to do in a crisis was breathe. And that's the key. Breathe. Take a moment to pause. Don't let the chaos around you control your emotions. Don't let the noise drown out your ability to think. Breathe. In that space, you regain control. You regain your ability to think clearly. You remind yourself that you're in charge. Now, I know it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get caught up in the panic, but you've got to stop. You've got to remind yourself that the storm doesn't define you. You define how you respond to the storm. And in that moment, when you pause and breathe, you give yourself a chance to reframe the situation. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" you ask, "What can I learn from this?" When you change your perspective, when you shift your mindset, suddenly that problem doesn't seem so insurmountable. Suddenly, it's just another challenge to overcome. It's another opportunity to grow. But it doesn't stop there. The most powerful thing you can do when life tests you is to stay in control. Life is unpredictable. Things won't always go the way you plan. but what you can control is how you respond. You can choose to stay calm. You can choose to stay composed. You can choose to keep your mind sharp and focused. And when you do that, you take away the power that life's challenges have over you. You turn the tables. You stop being a victim to circumstances and start being the person who faces them head on, unafraid, and unshaken. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying you won't feel the pressure. You will, but the pressure doesn't have to break you. It doesn't have to defeat you. In fact, the pressure can be the very thing that makes you stronger. The storm can be the thing that refines you, that sharpens you, that prepares you for what's next. But only if you stay calm. Only if you train your mind to stay focused and composed. So the next time life tests you, remember this: breathe, reframe, stay in control. That's the formula for not just surviving life's challenges, but for rising above them. Because when you master the ability to stay calm, when you master the ability to control your mind, you become unstoppable. You become the person who is not just trying to make it through life, but the person who rises above the struggle and shows the world what it means to truly overcome. Now, I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm not asking you to have it all figured out. I'm asking you to be intentional. I'm asking you to train your mind, to commit to the process of strengthening your mental resilience every single day. Because when you do that, you don't just survive the storms, you embrace them. You rise through them. And nothing, absolutely nothing, can break you. So take a deep breath, stand tall, keep your focus. And remember, when you stay calm, you win. You've got this.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.